want to commend the diocesan authorities in terms of their cooperation and collaboration with the process. Again, what that gives is, I think, an objective picture of the current state of safeguarding arrangements within the Diocese of Derry. And they are good. There is a lot, as is the case in RFO, there are a large number of volunteers, committed people who are giving up their time and energy in order to provide the best safeguarding practice that they can within those dioceses, and I would like to commend and encourage them for that.